You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
And we're going to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. Well, kind of.
Some of us are. Some of us have newborns.
And dry January.
In honor of Ian and his partner's heritage being from the great state of Wisconsin, it's been a hot minute since we featured a Wisconsin beer here on Beer for Breakfast. And today we are featuring one of the most famous beers to ever come out of the great state of Wisconsin. We are featuring the Spotted Cow from the New Glarus Brewing Company. Ian, can you tell us a little bit about how we came in possession of this beer?
So this actually had to cross state lines. And my mother brought me a bunch because, one, she knows I love beer. And then, plus, she lives in Wisconsin, and they drink this like water out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had this beer on numerous occasions, Wisconsin dive bars. This is definitely a staple in all of them. Signage everywhere. If you don't drink this beer while you're in Wisconsin or grab one, you made a mistake, and you got to go back. Two things to do in Wisconsin. One, the Marsh Cheese Castle. And two, New Glarus Brewing, Spotted Cow.
The Spotted Cow has 4.8% alcohol by volume, generously donated to us today from Ian's lovely mother. The can, I love it. You got a cow, you've got the state of Wisconsin, and the state of Wisconsin has a little fingerprint on it, but a very colorful yellow gradient that turns into orange and green can. So
is that cow jumping over something?
It looks like it's jumping. It's jumping over Wisconsin.
It's jumping over the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the cow's. Junk is the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a big phallic looking Wisconsin.
And that's a lumpy cow too.
A lumpy cow. Yeah.
I mean, that cow's seen some. Cow drinks a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. If we're being honest, the five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start off with the look of the Spotted Cow from New Glarus.
It kind of has a little bit of an orange hue to it. I mean, it's definitely, you know, looks like kind of a traditional. A little bit foggier than a regular lager, but I mean it's
light haze.
Yeah,
nicely carbonated.
Yeah, just a little bit of orange hue to it.
Let's move on to the next category, which is
kind of looks like the smell. Can, actually,
let's take a big whiff.
Okay, so bear with me here. Whenever I smelled it for the first time, you know how Chardonnays are like had that buttery, nutty undertone.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a Chardonnay for me.
Very
like
good,
it's
got
that butter undertone.
It's got a light fruitiness.
Yeah.
To it, even though it's not overly fruity, but you also get some of the it's like a cracked wheat in there as well that really comes through. But let's move on to our favorite part. Friends, which is
cheers.
The taste.
It's been, cheers to a Friday.
Here's to drinking.
Uh-huh. Ian's baby turning a month old. You know, us being able to drink beer on a Friday in 2022. Here for it, man.
That's right. So let's all take a big drink of the Spotted Cow.
I like this beer out of the can.
Ooh.
Mm. Goes down
That's
easy.
A much drier finish than I was expecting.
It is like Chardonnay in beer form.
It is, yeah. It drinks real easy. I mean, the nose had a decent amount of alcohol to it, I thought, which kind of surprised me because this beer drinks super smooth.
I mean, in the world of like heavy beers, we're not dealing with, you know, this is under 5, so.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like a light beer if you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking
like...
Because
it's malty. Well, like, are you getting the malt in there?
There's a substantial... Yeah. I mean, big flavor, low alcohol, which I like. Audrey, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, I didn't really know that I liked lagers. Maybe I just like this one. I think that it's got the perfect amount of, like, that buttery... It does have some darker undernotes. Like, for me, I don't really know what that would be. I'm not really... My flavor palette is literally not picking up anything other than... I like this beer.
You get some yeast. You get the grains are definitely in there.
I'm not familiar with
lagers,
I guess.
Getting the creaminess, though, and then also like the spice there at the end?
A little bit of spice.
Yeah. Like on the end of it, like at the front, it's like creamy, and then you get a little spice.
I'm not getting any spice, but I do enjoy it.
And this is a farmhouse ale. So, again, when you're thinking lager, this is a much, like, I would say, bolder flavor, but it doesn't assault the
the palate. It's nicely balanced. Mm-hmm. It's very, the mouthfeel, I would say, in that medium range.
Sure.
You know, light to medium, but definitely like three quarters of the way to medium bodied.
Right.
But smooth and creamy. Ian, when was the first time you had a spotted cow?
Wow, I think the first time was actually 2009 when the rest of my family moved to Wisconsin and I was there visiting, just because this is an exclusive Wisconsin beer. So I thought, I'm in Wisconsin, I have to give it a try. And I fell in love with it and have been in love ever since. My favorite part is actually going to their website and then looking at the food pairings that they recommend with this
beer. What do they recommend with that?
Literally, if it's food, if it's edible, it pairs well with it. Barbecue, yeah. Grilled, yes, steak, jambalaya, yes. Brats, steaks.
Jambalaya.
Burger and fries, stir fry, bacon and cheese curds, of course, potato chips, chicken sandwich, tilapia fillets.
Yeah.
I could get down on actual beer chicken with this beer being used.
Beer brats with this beer cheese.
Yes. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm here for this beer. Ian, thank you so much for introducing this to us.
This turned sexual.
So your baby mama, her parents owned a bar.
Was
this the best-selling beer in their bar?
It's always up there, especially in the small kind of real hometown dive bars. Yes, he did own a bar for a while, Carlone's. He sold it for a boatload of
good
money.
Good for that.
All right.
Yes, bought himself a condo, and they're down in Florida right now. So, but probably drinking Spotted Cow because it's a very Wisconsin thing to do whenever you travel.
The drinkability on this, like I said, I've heard about Spotted Cow over the years. I've got a lot of friends who have told me about this, and I've wanted to try it. So that's why when Ian said his mother brought some of this, I was very excited to bring this in. I'm not sure what the price point is on this because we didn't pay for it, but I imagine that it has to be somewhat reasonable. The drinkability scale, this thing is off the charts, really. Like, I am a huge fan. Like, this isn't a beer that's going to, you're going to drink it and you're going to go, oh my God, that's something I've never tasted before, right, in my life. But the actual balance, the flavor, and the just overall enjoyment of this beer, for me, through the roof. So I would say, go check out the New Glarus Brewing Company. Ian. Get yourself some Spotted Cow. You will not regret it. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Yeah.
Oh, Mahoney, Bear Scouts Ramsey, I give the Spotted Cow a 4.2 out of 5.
Whoa!